Let's turn our Bibles to Genesis. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Genesis 1:26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." And God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. Amen. Let's turn to our neighbors and say, "Good morning, beloved. You look a little bit like God today." I wanted to talk today about how we are created in the image of God. Yeah, every single one of us, you're created in the image of God, in the likeness of God. Have you guys ever gone and looked out at nature and you've just been wowed at the amazing, you know, just the beauty of nature and just the bigness of nature? I love going out to the ocean, like to the beach, and just sitting or looking out at the ocean and the sky, because it's so big and you can see, man, I'm so small compared to like this giant ocean. And you kind of get a sense of, wow, God is huge. You know, the hugeness of God, because he, you know, he's the one that created, you know, something like the ocean. I even like just looking up at the sky. I know we don't get to do that very much in Hong Kong because we have all these buildings that block up the sky. But if, you know, if I go to China or in some other country where, you know, you can look up at the sky, I really like looking up at the sky and looking at the stars and just, again, feeling so small in myself, but seeing that, wow, God is huge. You know, God created all of this, you know, the stars, the heavens, the ocean, the mountains. You know, I love looking out into the nature. And people might do that with animals, right? They see, you know, a tiger or a bear, and they see the strength, you know, of God and the fierceness of God as they look out into nature and see the different animals that He's created. They might look at, you know, a bird or a flower and see the beauty of God, you know, just the delicate, the intricate beauty of a flower or a pretty bird or an insect even. You know, but when we say that, you know, in Genesis it tells us that we're created in the image of God, that means, you know, one of you or one of us, you know, an individual person represents God better than all the other creation of this world. You know, no matter how much a beautiful flower could represent the beauty of God you know, the magnitude of the mountains and the ocean show the bigness, the awesomeness of God, one person here represents God better, right, than all the other creation of this world. So, that's one thing we need to remember as we read that passage, that we're created in the image of God. Let's turn our Bibles to Matthew 22, verse 15. Matthew 22:15, you know, it's the Pharisees, they go. Then the Pharisees went up and counseled together how they might trap him in what he said. And they sent their disciples to him along with Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are truthful and teach the way of God in truth and defer to no one, for you are not partial to any. Tell us, therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to give a poll tax to Caesar or not?" And Jesus perceived their malice and said, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the poll tax." And they brought him a denarius. And he said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" They said to him, "Caesar's." Then he said to them, "Then render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." And hearing this, they marveled, and leaving him, they went away. So the Pharisees come to Jesus and they want to trap him in something. So they bring him a coin. They bring the issue to him and says, "Hey Jesus, do you think we need to pay taxes to Caesar?" Because you know, because Jesus, you know, he's all about the kingdom of God. So if he says no, because you know you're not of this kingdom, then they can trap him in what he says. But if he says yes, you should give it to the Caesar, then they'll be like, "What about the kingdom of God?" But Jesus, knowing that they're just doing this to trap him, ask this question, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" And they say to him, "Caesar's." And Jesus says, "Then render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." The word likeness there, when in verse 20, when he says, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" Well, on the coin, there used to be a picture of Caesar. So he's talking about the picture of Caesar that's on the coin. But that word likeness in Greek is the same word used in Genesis. So Genesis was written in Hebrew, but when it was translated into Greek, they used the same word for this likeness to talk about people being created in the image of God. So when what Jesus is teaching us here then is that he's really rebuking the Pharisees and saying, "Hey, the people, you know, the Israelites and the people that you are so difficult with, you know, because they're putting on all these rules and regulations for these people." Jesus is saying, "You better render to God what belongs to God, because these people have the likeness and the inscription of God." So what I want to say to you today, second implication of us being created in the image of God, is that we belong to God. Yeah, each of us, we belong to God, the way that Jesus is talking about here. And that word likeness in Greek, I don't know how to say it, it's E-I-K-O-N. E-I-K-O-N. If you have a cool Greek and Hebrew study Bible that Pastor Sam gave us, you can look it up. And that word is only used to talk about something that is like one thing because it's related to that thing, right? So you would use that word to talk about something like the sun being reflected upon water, and the reflection might have the image of the sun because it comes from the sun. Or you could talk about a father and a son and how the son has the likeness of the father. That likeness, you would use this word. But you wouldn't use it for two things that are completely unrelated to each other that just look like each other. For example, if Mike and I look like each other, we wouldn't use this word E-I-K-O-N to describe the likeness, because we're not related at all. So in Genesis chapter 5, I know we're jumping all over the place. If we can go back to Genesis chapter 5. Verse 1 through 3, this is what it says. "This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day when God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. He created the male and female, and he blessed them and named them man in the day when they were created. When Adam had lived 130 years, he became the father of a son in his own likeness, according to his image, and named him Seth." They're using the same word likeness to describe the son that Adam had and how the son and Adam were in the same image. That same word is used to describe us and how we're created in the image of God. What's the third implication? It means that we are children of God. Yeah, we bear his likeness and his image because we are God's children. You know, whether you're a Christian or not, you know, any person in this world represents God and has an image of God. And not in the sense that we're called the children of God because we've been saved, but in another sense, because we're created in the image of God, we're all children of God. And the application of this, knowing that we're created in the image of God, is that number one, we need to hold our heads up, right? We're not going to live like we amount to nothing, you know? Satan's going to come and he's going to tell you that you are nothing. You know, you're worth nothing and you are whatever. You know, your bosses might say something. You know, you might feel that way at work because of your coworkers, whatever. But we need to hold our heads up and say, man, we represent God. We are the children of God. We're created in the image of God. So you need to tell yourself, hey, I am created in the image of God. And whenever the enemy or anything comes at you, your own brokenness comes out and says, oh, I'm worthless. I'm nothing. You know, you remind yourself, I am created in the image of God. And even the angels, right? The angels never received that statement. In Hebrews, it tells us angels are created so that they can serve us and serve God. You know, so even like a glorious angel that you might see or read about in the Bible, they, you know, the Bible never says they're created in the image of God. But us, you know, talking about people, we have been given the title that we, you know, are made in the image of God and that we represent God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, it says that Jesus is the image of God. And in Hebrews chapter 2, or chapter 1, it says Jesus is the exact representation of God. And we all know when Jesus was walking around on this earth, he looked a lot like you and me, right? Because he was a person. But he was the exact representation of God because of his character, because of how he lived his life. And I mean, also he was divine. But what I want to say to you today is, you know, we have that same image and likeness, and we need to be living this world as a representation of God. I mean, there are people out there, although they are created in the image of God, because they're so far away from him and they're not living right, they don't really know, you know. They don't know that they're created in the image of God, and they have no one to really show them who God is. And I believe you and I were called to be a representation of God to this world. So, two applications. Yeah, number one, we hold our heads up. And number two, you know, we live this life in a way so that people that don't know God have someone that they can see and be like, oh, that's the representation of God, you know. So let's close our eyes. Allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you, to tell you that, you know, you're created in the image of God, to give you worth, you know, that comes from knowing that you are made in the image of God and that you represent God better than all other creation, even the angels. And how can we better represent God today as we live this life?
He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and knows me when I cry.
I have a Father.
I have a Father. He calls me His own. He'll never leave me, no matter where. And yeah.